Every Saturday morning, I pick up my son and his teammates after the game. I have a minibus, and I take the boys to our house, and my husband and I put on a big barbecue for the boys. And then their parents come and pick them up a few hours later, around dinner time. Well, this Saturday started out normal, just like every other Saturday, until my son started complaining about his dick feeling uncomfortable. So, like a good mommy, I put my hand on his forehead to see if he had a fever or something, and that's when I looked down and I saw he had a boner. I asked him how it happened. Why was his dick hard? Did it happen often? And he said it got hard a lot, but then it usually went soft after a while. But this time, it wouldn't go down. Well, I was about to call his dad into the room when another boy came in, and he said he wanted to go home. I looked down at his midsection, and sure enough, I could see his pants tenting. When the third boy appeared with his cock hard, I became very concerned. "What happened, boys?" I asked, and my son said that they had done nothing wrong. All they'd done was just have a soda pop and one of the little blue candies that were on the table. "What blue candy?" I asked. "I didn't put on any candy." And my son went and brought me an empty Viagra bottle. Oh my God, I thought to myself, please, God, don't let what I suspect happen to be true. Oh, God. I called my husband into the room, and I asked him what the fuck had happened. He was confused at first, and then, after a second of thinking about it, he admitted that he must have left his pills outside, and the boys must have thought they were candy or something. But what his Viagra bottle was doing outside, he is going to have to explain to me someday. Let me tell you that. Fuck. I was in a panic. What would these kids' parents think? I'm responsible for these boys, and here they are, all with stiff cocks. Fuck. Double fuck. So I said to my husband, "You fucking idiot. What the fuck do we do now? I'm responsible for these boys, you know, and look. Just look at them. They all have hard cocks."
"That's easy. Just get them to jack off," my idiot hubby said.
"Sure, what a great idea." "You idiot, how the fuck do I do that?" He was getting stupider by the minute. They all had hard cocks, and I didn't want them any hornier. I wanted their cocks softer, not fucking harder. That's when I got an idea. I told the boys that the blue candy wasn't candy after all. It was medicine, and that's why their dicks were all hard. And I said, "If you boys jack off, your dicks will go down. But this must be a secret, or your folks will never allow you to come to my house again for soda and barbecue." So they all agreed to keep it a secret and to jack off. Except nobody was moving. They were not jacking off. They were just sitting there, doing nothing. "What's wrong, boys? Start stroking. Start stroking." And then one of the boys asked if he could have some lube and a tissue. "Sure, no problem," I said, and I set the idiot husband to get the stuff, and I told the boys that while we're waiting, now would be a good time for them to get their cocks out and to be ready to go. Some of the boys were too shy, so I offered to help, and I started stroking a cock. But then hubby said he didn't like me jacking off a boy. "Okay," I said, "then you fucking do it, you fucking moron. You're the reason we're in this mess to begin with." And suddenly, it was okay for me to do it. Then, as I was stroking one boy's prick, another boy sitting next to me asked if I'd jack him off as well. So now I had a cock in either hand, and that was something new for me. Then one of the boys asked if he could see my tits. He said, "Big tits always made him come quick." "Well, I only have two hands, you know, and they're both occupied. But just a minute." Desperate times called for desperate measures. So I stopped stroking the two boys' cocks and unbuttoned my blouse and unhooked my bra. And there, my huge tits popped out. You should have seen the look on those boys' faces. I thought their eyes were going to pop out. You see, I have really big tits, size 42, double D cup, with big nipples. And they were swaying with the movement of my hands on the boys' dicks. My hubby didn't like the boys looking at my tits, but I was still angry at him for getting us into this mess. And so I said, "Shut the fuck up, or I might even show them my cunt." Jeez, where'd that come from? What was I saying? In hindsight, that was a silly thing to say, because straight away, a couple of the boys said that that would make them come really quick if they could see my cunt. Yes, that's what I needed. I needed them to come quick. So, quick as a bunny, I raised my skirt and pushed my panties to the side and spread my legs wide open. The boys were all stroking their cocks by now. Oh, yeah. But the boy next to me took my hand and placed it over his cock and begged me to jack him off. He said it was so much better when an older, sexy woman did it. So I helped him. I started stroking his cock. I stroked his little boy dick. And soon he came all over my hand. And he came a lot, too. My hand was all wet and messy, and so I asked my husband to get me a towel. We were going to need it. A fucking tissue just wasn't going to cut it. I hadn't given a hand job since I was a teenager, and seeing his cum all over my hand, all wet and gooey and white and messy, well, it brought back all kinds of old memories. Good memories. And it made me excited. I was starting to get into this. Then one of the boys got up and shoved the other boy aside so he could get closer to me and to get a better look at my cunt. Now it was all wet and exposed to their young eyes. I asked him if he'd ever seen a cunt before, and he said no. So I told him he could touch it if he wanted to. He could explore it. My stupid husband, who was watching everything, said, "You have your tits out, your cunt on display, and a cock in your hand. So I suppose you'll be fucking and sucking all these horny boys next." Suddenly, maybe my hubby wasn't so stupid after all. He just suggested a great idea. I was fucking horny, what with being surrounded by all these hard, young cocks. Cocks all wanting to get sucked and fucked. I mean, who wouldn't be horny? Oh. So I lay down on the floor, and the one boy got between my legs and started touching my snatch. And two other boys got down and were sucking on my huge tits. Oh, I love having my tits sucked. And these boys were doing such a great job. It has always gotten my gash wet, and today was no exception. My son was looking left out, so I called him over, and I had him stand close to my face where I could reach up and suck his little boy dick. That really pissed hubby off, because I don't normally suck his cock much at all. The boy who was playing with my cunt asked if he could fuck my twat. That's what he called it, a twat. I love guys talking about my body bits. I mumbled, "Yes," around my son's cock as he was fucking my mouth. And he sank his boy cock into my twat. God, I was so horny, and my cunt was so wet. I really needed to be fucked, and his boy prick felt so good in my fuck hole. But he came too soon. He came very quick in my cunt, so I had my son replace him down there. Turns out it was my son's first fuck. I like that. I liked it so much, it made me even hornier, knowing I was getting my son's cherry. Here I was, laying on the floor, with my son balls deep in his mommy's snatch, and one of the boys fucking my mouth. Things were getting crazy. Then my son dropped his load in my cup. cunt, but he was quickly replaced by someone else. I couldn't see who, because two other boys were both trying to feed their cocks into my mouth at the same time, the horny little bastards. I'm telling you, I had cocks everywhere. As soon as one cock emptied its spunk into my mouth or cunt, another cock was ready to replace it. I fucking loved it. I was a total cum-dump mommy slut. The boys were filling my fucking cunt overflowing with their jizz, and I'd swallowed several loads of cum. Oh, yeah. And some had even come in my tits. I had cum all over me, and I fucking loved it. My cunt had come so many times that I'd lost count, and there were still lots of hard cocks, but the plan was working. Some of the boys were soft, but lucky for me, not all of them. I got up on my hands and knees for a change of position, and the boys loved me with my big ass up in the air and my cunt gaping open and full of spunk and my big tits swinging and swaying as I was being fucked. About 4 hours of me getting gangbanged by my son and his friends, and I'd accomplished what I set out to do. My cunt and my mouth had gotten all their cocks soft, and the Viagra had worn off. Finally. I told the boys they all needed to hit the shower and get cleaned up before their folks came. I didn't want them smelling of cunt and cum when their parents came to collect them. But first I made them promise to keep our fuck fest a secret. And if they did, then my cunt would be available to them again. But they couldn't tell anybody, especially their folks. I was exhausted. So I went and laid down while hubby saw to the parents picking up their kids and making sure everything was okay. Then he came into the bedroom where I was laying down, and he said he wanted to fuck me. He wanted to fuck me like a filthy slut. I hadn't showered yet, and he wanted me with cum on my tits, my cunt full and dripping with spunk. Of course I opened my legs, and I said, "Here, fuck your cum-dump wife and add your spunk to everyone else's." With my fuckhole gaping and full of cum, he went balls deep with just one thrust. Hubby has a big ball sack, and I love the sounds he made, slapping against my ass and taint. Oh, yeah. He said he'd always wanted to see me fuck someone while he watched. And today, I exceeded every fantasy he'd ever had. He even said the best part was fucking my son. Not just once, but three times. And he wants us to have a fucking threesome sometime with him, me, and our son. That's something I want, too. We were a very normal family before today, but now the sky's the limit. I told hubby to fuck my sloppy cunt, that I was going to come again, and I wanted him to drop his load deep in his slutty fucking married wife's cunt. Oh, yeah. I love getting fucked by all those hard young cocks. But no matter how many young cocks I fucking suck, there will always be room for hubbies.